It's okay. 5:30. Hine tavini. Sheha'odam baruch hu ha'mereimam v'nizgav v'vilti musag klal. Hine chidesh mine kedusha yisam v'sa'atzlois v'nen yisbaruch el ha'tachtenu. V'atilu kedusha zois eni nana kini kedusha v'sa'atzlois v'nen elamis v'vilti musag yisal. Hine in mishtave alachanas v'kabla. So again, the whole concept that we've been discussing is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives into the world as much as we're prepared to take. Right? And a lot of what we have to do is prepare ourselves. So now the he's saying that there's a concept that Hashem has kedusha in the world. It's not his own kedusha. It's the amount of kedusha that he gives off that we can bear to receive. Ve'af bezois tipol ha'hadraga ki yuchal lehimatzei kedusha gedolah mikedusha. V'yish kodshim kalim, v'yish kodshim kodshim is a pasha. There's levels. And he ha'odin baruch hu ha'olich ha'mechadish tome tikkunim chadashim v'cholos ha'briya. Because we're constantly creating new things. Lefi his oiros ha'tachtoinim, according to as much as the world down here can receive. V'chol tikkun yitztarchu, this is the only English one we have. Okay. V'chol tikkun yitztarchu kol ha'tnoim ha'tzichim la'ashtalmasui u'la'ashtalmas kol ha'toldus ha'tzichus. So the main way and the main body that has the ability to accept Kedusha is that body called Knesset Yisrael, which is the Jewish people. Everything in the world depends on us. And then they will draw down from the above all those things that they need in order to have their shlemus. Basically, each one according to their they will bring down Kedusha according to their level, essentially. Now listen to this. V'chol elu advarim, all these words that we've said, the kohanim have to be aware of it as they're bringing down the korbanos. Timidim kesidrom, the korban tamid according to its hashpah, it's supposed to bring musafim kelchasim, and the musaf according to its hashpah. L'fichiluki hazmanim according to the time. Chomesh b'yarnu l'dasi is dapkus and nivroim be'ezim madregam madregis dapkus hazayir. So that each carbon can now bring and the Hashem can bring down the Kedusha according to each one's level.
Why is it easier with Karbanos more than
Another what?
other mitzvahs?
Well,
We just keep turning to the Karbanos.
because the Beis Hamikdash is the place, what? Because the Beis Hamikdash is a place that's miyuchad for us to connect to Hashem. So therefore he's describing it in what's the function. So how do we utilize that Beis Hamikdash? So we utilize it with the karbanos. So what is the karbanos doing? The karbanos is being meichin us, each person according to what he's roi to be meichin, that we're roi to get the kedusha, the shefa. So that's marba the shefa.
Saying it's focusing on Beis HaMikdash because that's kind of like the most obvious place of the Hashpah
That
coming.
is the place where the hashpah is the most accessible. Yeah.
But really, it's like that for everything. That's just, I guess, the most
Yeah, you do
obvious.
mitzvahs and all that, but the bottom line of the Beis Hamikdash is this. That is what it's all about. Okay, so over Shabbos, there is a summary of chapter 8. It goes from page 534 to page 540.
I've been enjoying reading the summaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he this does a very good job. I'm pretty impressed that
The summaries are very clear.
he has a
Or
really good
clar, as they say.
what? Yeah.
What is clar?
What?
What do people say clar?
It's
Yeshivish for clear?
yeah. You
Okay.
can't compare the clarity you have when you're clear than the clarity you have when you're clear.
Yeah.
This is like the world's. Okay. Weiter. Let me have this, see how this works in this. Is he also marking this as a separate issue here?
Right there to the left.
Yeah. Darkei Hanhagas HaYichud. He's starting a new section here now. Okay. Starting a new section here. In this book, the section is called The System Guiding the World Toward Its Ultimate Perfection. So basically, he started off the beginning of the Sefer discussing the point of the world, bringing out the Yichud Hashem. And now, because of that, I had to hide myself so that you could find me. And then the Indian that I'm hiding is the Yichud. And therefore, you have to go find the Yichud. And the point is to get back to the point person of Yichud. And the whole world is soiviv around Gilui of his Yichud. In the meanwhile, I went on a whole thing to explain how the world works and how this world is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu hiding his Yichud. And therefore, now he just started talking about how the mitzvahs now play a role in that, because the mitzvahs now allow the world to accept more hashpah from Hashem to become a greater world of Gilui Hashem. So that's kind of the way he was setting up the book. Now it looks like he's coming now to the end. He's now, where we will be starting our initial descent. I've been on too many planes lately. We'll be starting our initial descent into the into the end of the end of the Sefer. Sounds like he's starting to talk now. So how does it all come together in the end? In the end, this is all supposed to lead to Hashem's Yichud being coming klar in the world, right? So, Ad koy azarani Hashem levayer lucha. I've explained to you till now. Ma she'at tzricholoi be'inyan hanhagas haschar ve'oinish. Schar, punishment. Now there's another thing, right? That the world is guided, besides for based on Hashgacha Pratis and based on our actions, there's an overall guiding, right? The mother making sure the cake doesn't get ruined. Where there's the overall guiding of us, our world, into Yichud. So now he's going to start talking about that. How does that play out in the world? Meaning, it kind of, to some degree, intersects with Bechira. Because you lose out on some amount of Bechira when you need to bring out Yichud. Because if the Yichud is in place, then Hashem is in charge. It has nothing to do with our Bechir anymore. You remind me of something I don't understand, and I want you to explain it to me. And one of those things is going to be why do good things happen to bad people, or bad things happen to good people? Amar Sikha, Avokan Nimsa Indian, Tzadik Vitoyvo, Tzadik Virali, Shein Nitzan Lehivoda. But I don't want to start explaining to you because we can't understand that, right? We could, on a general level, Imkin Lomari Sonia Love, Hoyle Venkha Yachol Farsh, why are you bringing it up if I can't explain it? Ois Kuf Samagdal, 164, Amar Sikha. We can understand, but at some point we have to stop asking. We can understand, but at some point we have to stop asking. I can explain to you what's enough to maybe resolve your question, but I'm not going to ask you to explain to me something I can't understand. Avaltiri, whatever cannot be known should not disturb your faith. It's really not necessary for us to understand it. Yesh v'yeshlanu. But what you need to know that will help your emunah, I don't mind explaining to you. I'm sure that what I can understand is that I can understand my emunah. So tell me what I need to know. 164, 66. Basically, since one of the ways Hashem deals with the world is based on reward and punishment, and therefore you get what you deserve, good people get good, and bad to the bad. What Hashem has to make sure happens is that even if the good is going to go to the good and the bad is going to go to the bad going to the bad can't be that bad, because Hashem is ultimately all good. And therefore, he has to make sure that the bad which is going to the bad is somehow really good.
Well, I think the classic explanation is the more a person suffers here, the more they get taken off of there. So that's good.
That's one classic explanation. The other one is maybe right. So Omnom Kidilasa, so what does he say here? Kiaroitzilirapa is choil. Another alternatively, you could say that sometimes in order to go through a healing process, you need to go through some pain. So if lirapa is choil before shlema, tzach sheishar shachar asiba. Vaz, sometimes you gotta, find the root cause. Sometimes you have to amputate, right, in the process. In order to make sure that everything is good, it's not bad. We have to understand where the Rabbah comes from. The Hashem has to make things happen. Okay. Hashem doesn't change his mind like a human being. Oh, now I'm in the mood of doing good, now I'm in the mood of doing bad. No. Everything is all coming for the exact same reason. And there's a consistent hanhaga that Hashem is doing, and this is the focus, and everything fits into that focus. So where does Ra come from? Ra somehow comes from the gilui of the yichud, which is, remember we started off way back when we actually thought we understood more what we were saying in the beginning of the sefer. What he was saying was that the purpose of Ra is to be defeated. So therefore, sometimes the mitzvah of the Yetzer Hara is to help defeat it. And then you see the yichud even greater. And therefore, the destruction of the Ra is itself the gilui of the yichud. So when Korach is swallowed, for example, so that was a defeat of Ra that now brings out more clarity in the Yichud Hashem in the world. So, but we wouldn't necessarily realize how clear it is, the Emes of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Emes of the Torah, that clarity, until somebody that started up with it was eaten up by the ground. The possibility for Ra and then its defeat brings out the Tov even more to us.
Enough for her.
Well, eventually for Korach too. Korach himself is saying Moshe Emes is a Rasa Emes in the ground, right?
Right, to
That,
this day.
huh?
To this day.
Yeah.
Just got to find a spot to put your ear on.
Yeah. So no, so it wasn't a galat also, right? The ha'or nikar mitoich ha'choshech. Okay? So therefore, indeed, it is quite important for there to be Ra, but it's just as important for that Ra to be defeated. Ooh, okay, Shkach.
So,
Oh my God, so tired.